sports. I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports. They tap their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Lest they disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energies they exert. May they be victorious in perpetuity. Don't I look cute in this football shirt? Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. This is the most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports! May the competitors you prefer best their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other. Watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded and meritorious. So you feel temporarily adjacently victorious. Sports go sports! Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! Every other word! Sports! Sports! Are one! Are... Go! Yeah! Every other word! Go! Athletics number! Participants, heroes, team! Now in Latin! Ludus ire ludus! Arco sun optimum! Participants and heroes! Ire quadrigus seek! Now the truth! If you could only throw a ball, you'd have a hotter wife, lots and lots of money, and a way better life. And a way better life. Go sports!
Animox, get set, go!
Shoe. I'm fit, I'm fast, I'm British too. I've wings on my heels, springs in my toes, and all I wanna do is go, go, go!
Super Spike! Super Spike!
Going for gold!
Super Spike! Super Spike, get it go! Go! Super Spike, get it go!
Go! Super Spike! Super Spike!
Steve is down with fever, Brendan's down with flu, Paul Ron Donna is looking like a she don't know what to do. Jen is weak as a baby. Alan's white as a sheet. But to be alright, we're super spank. I can't live on your feet, and you can't be beat.
Super Spike, gotta get it all.
First at the band, first at the tape.
Super Spike, gotta get it all.
There ain't no record, he can't break.
lift that bar.
Constance, that's against my conscience. Oh, no, not me, Miss Constance, that's against my conscience. To run you a flat race, I'm so afraid. I feel you too small, you can't make the grade. But she said, I may be small, but yet I can take on any runner when the track gets wet. So, I said, okay, baby, let's run 100 yards or 220. But she said no short distance, because I want to test your endurance. Since you think that I am a little child, I bet you're bound to lose when we run a mile. You'll hold your head and ball, before the race is finished, you're bound to fall. I started off easy, confident of victory. When the first lap ended, I was feeling splendid. But in the second lap, rain started drizzling. Constance passed me as if she was flying. I'll never forget the way she opened up when the track got wet. Now, when you talk about running, she made me think I was walking. Oh yes, she was pacey. Apparently, she wanted to lap me. But like Jesse Owens, I made a serious grind and came with a terrific ride from behind. The winner, no one could tell, for we were coming in together when I heard the bell. When the last lap started, I felt so enchanted. My knees started wobbling, the track got slippery, see for me stumbling. In the middle of the race, I got so confused. My foot slipped right out of my running shoes. I hold my head and ball, I couldn't get my foot back in the shoes at all. So, hear my explanation, as I did not give satisfaction. I said, girl, you just win me, because the water have the track slippery. And if it wasn't for them big running shoes, bet your life I wasn't going to lose. But she said, that's no excuse at all. It's not the shoes too big, it's the foot too small.
Jogging, I call it running around. You say you're losing weight, but you ain't lost a pound. While you're out jogging with your other friend, I'm home feeding the kids again. You call it jogging, I call it running around. You call it jogging, I call it running around. It's the best release you say you've ever found. My friends all smile, said they saw you down at the corner, getting out of some stranger's car. You come home after running for hours, ain't even breathing hard. You call it jogging, I call it running around. The soles of your running shoes, they ain't wearing down. While you're out running up and down the streets, I'm home trying to get the kids to sleep. You call it jogging, I call it running around. Let's take a lap. You've been out since 5 p.m. It's now 30 minutes past 10. You blow in all out of breath. Honey, you've been drinking gin again. You call it jogging, I call it running around. Dragging that silly old towel all over town. Come home grinning with your head all wet, smelling like shampoo instead of sweat. You call it jogging, I call it running around. Oh yeah, I say, you call it jogging, I call it running around.
Some guys like to die if a gal does them wrong, and others lie awake and cry the whole night long. Some people lose a baby, they just throw a fit, but me, I just sit down and knit. I'm gonna knit, knit, knit all day. I'm gonna knit my blues away. Well, if I'm feeling low, I knit a row, cause a fella needs his knitting just to ease his soul. Well, hello, King Cole was a merry old soul. Whenever he was feeling down, he called for his needles and he called for his wool, and he knitted himself a crown. Why, baby?
Ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of posies. Knit one, purl one, we're gonna knit right now. Everybody gonna knit.
Now listen to me. You're all gonna need 24 1-ounce balls of purple wool. You're gonna need 14-inch number 10 size knitting needles, all right? All right. Now you take one needle in your right hand, and you take the other needle in your left hand. And you're all gonna knit a T-cozy, all right? All right, now here we go now, you listen. You insert the right-hand needle from the back to the front between the first and second stitches. On the left-hand needle, you bring the front of the loop on the second stitch to the back of the work. Now knit the loop. Oh, I like that, baby. Then you knit the first stitch from the front of the stitch. You slip both stitches off the left-hand needle and you repeat the row. Why, yeah!
We're gonna knit.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, work that needle, baby. Work it, work it, work it. I like it. Ah, nice and easy. I feel it, baby. I feel it. Knit me something warm and clingy. Well, baby, well, you knit so fine. Now pull the second stitch on the left-hand needle and you leave it on the needle. Then you pull the first stitch on the left-hand needle. You slip both stitches off the left-hand needle. Then you pull three more times, slip off the loop and repeat these two rows. Then you knit two more on the left-hand needle. You slip off the loop, then you purl. Well, you know what I mean. There's a mean, mean man stole my gal away. I met him in the street and stood across his way. I looked him in the eye and said, now listen, you got any darning you'd like me to do? I'm gonna knit, knit, knit all day. I'm gonna knit my blues away. Well, maybe he can love her and can kiss her too, but he can't mend her socks like I used to do. Come on now and knit that thing and watch the fun developing.
Just look at this great big knit. 1, 2, 3, we're gonna knit. Why, baby, gonna knit all day.
We're
gonna knit my blues away. Knit it better, 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 better. Why, baby, gonna knit me a sweater. Why, baby, now ain't that fine. Come on, baby, just one more time.
We're gonna knit.
I'm gonna knit your sweater. I'm gonna knit you some bed socks, honey. I'm gonna knit you an egg cozy. I'm gonna knit you a pair of woolen mittens. You know what I'll do? I'll even knit you a house, baby. And I'll knit you a car. And then I'm gonna knit you some baby clothes. And then I'm gonna knit you a baby.
Dodgeball! Dodgeball! Do not get hit by the ball. Dodgeball! Dodgeball! Do not get hit by the ball. Dodgeball! Watch out, the ball's gonna come at you. You got to get out of the way. You got to get out of the way because it's dodgeball. Dodgeball!
Hi there, sports fans. This is your eyes and ears of the Press Box, Biff Burns, coming your way from Mike's side with another Biff Burns Sports Room guest. Highlights and sidelights from the world of sports, and my special guest today is Roy Yelvington. According to the dope sheet you sent me, you're better known to the fans and your fellow players as Little Lightning.
That's right, Biff. I've been, never too big, but I'm extremely fast. So the name has kind of stuck with me since early in my career. Fans and my fellow players have always called me Little Lightning.
Yeah, you go into all that in this dope sheet you sent me, Roy, but I notice you fail to mention what sport it is you compete in.
I play Ring Around the Rosie, Biff. Huh? And I'm in town all this week beating the drum for the sport and trying to whip up some interest in the New York Fallers.
Well, I assumed you were here to beat the drum and try to whip up interest in something, so just to get the discussion started, what or who are the New York Fallers?
Well, that's the professional Ring Around the Rosie team that will be opening its inaugural season at Shea Stadium next month.
Ah.
See, I'm the player-manager of the squad. I might also mention that season ticket sales have begun at a considerable discount from what you'll have to pay at the box office later on.
Well, even at a considerable discount, Roy, do you think there's really much spectator appeal to a game like Ring Around the Rosie?
Well, Biff, we're planning some big halftime shows featuring drum majorettes from high schools as far away as Rhode Island. And we're also going to give the fans a break by selling hot dogs for a quarter.
Well, even with drum majorettes from Rhode Island and cheap hot dogs, do you think there's much spectator appeal to the game, Roy?
Well, five guys from each side take to the field, and we skip around in a circle, see?
Uh-huh.
And then we get to the real highlight of the thing. The players join together in singing, you know, Ring Around the Rosie, a pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, all fall down. Now, we may have Barbara Streisand record the song so we can play it over the public address system.
Well, Roy, even if you get Barbara to record the song, do you think there's much spectator appeal to the game? That's what I want to get down to.
Well, there'll be a lot of fights among the players, too, Biff. You see, after the guys sing that part about all fall down, then they all fall down. And the last one down loses. But, of course, we'll have plenty of arguments on that point.
Sure.
And I think you can look for a Pier 6 brawl in just about every game. That's what we're hoping for.
Having fights get out of control could be entertaining, Roy. But even so, you think there's much spectator appeal to the game?
Did I tell you we're going to sell hot dogs for a quarter?
Yeah. I think you told me just about everything I want to know, except whether you think the game has much spectator appeal.
Well, I'm not sure, Biff. I'm certainly beating the drum for it and trying to whip up some interest, but I think Ring Around the Rosie has got quite a few things going against it. Now, the recent public opinion poll shows that we could have expected bigger crowds for team javelin throwing or Little League skateboard races, among other things.
It's as bad as that, huh?
Yeah, of course, we're hoping that the drum majorettes and cheap hot dogs and the Barbara Streisand recording will help some, but in this recent poll, only 0.2% of those interviewed said they'd pay to watch grown men play Ring Around the Rosie.
If that's what the poll indicates, then why are you starting up a professional Ring Around the Rosie League, Roy?
Well, to tell you the truth, Biff, Ring Around the Rosie was the only sport I was good at when I was a kid, so I figured I'd like to play professionally, you know, and make a lot of money at it.
Uh-huh.
Now all I have to do is find some rich guy to take over the New York franchise before he discovers that nobody will come to the games.
I see. Uh-huh.
I mean, I really get miffed when I read about basketball players signing pro contracts for $2-3 million just because basketball is a popular sport. So I'm hoping to collect a fat bonus myself before this whole promotion of mine falls apart.
Well, now that you've explained your real motive to our vast radio audience, I imagine the whole promotion has already fallen apart. But thanks for stopping by to tell us about it anyway. And now this is Biff Burns saying until our next get-together in the sports room, this is Biff Burns saying so long, fans.
Ready, are we recording? Say when Paul starts up the tag game, well, I want to play. Well, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. Well, now when Paul starts up the tag game, it's like the sun and it's like the afternoon. It's made for everyone, and I can see Paul looking around now. Time for tag is in his eye. When Paul starts up his tag game, well, I'm not surprised. So do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game. We're going up to eat to tell about the tag game. Yeah. Well, now when Paul starts up the tag game, don't let me be someone sitting on the side saying, sorry, it's not for me. Well, I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to be. When Paul starts up his tag game, call for me. Oh, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. F now, look out, F. Well, now when Paul Bang starts up the tag game, you wanna be there. And if it's cold for swimming, you don't care. Cause I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to me. When Paul starts up his tag game, that's my scene. Well, now do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. Oh, it's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game. We're going up another half step. Well, now, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, now when Paul starts up the tag game by the water, oh, you can see this whole feeling like son and daughter, and I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to say.
When Paul starts up the tag game, I'm gonna play. Oh, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. It's the tag game, do it, do it. Well, I say, when Paul starts up the tag game by the river, well, I don't care if it's cold for swimming or if I shiver, and I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag. Oh, I don't care. When Paul starts up the tag game, I'll be there. Oh, do it, do it. It's the tag game. Do it, do it. It's the tag game. Do it, do it. It's a tag game, do it, do it.
And the weather's fine with snow on the woods and field when I reveal my snowmobile. Thrill by thrill by gully and hill, baby, it'll make you feel like an outdoor meal on a snowmobile. Listen to the sound when the belts go round, when the winter carnival's here. And oh, what fun at the crack of the gun when the whole gang disappear. The race is on from the bush to the pond and back, where the judges feel you've won their seal. For the snowmobile, you've won their seal. For the snowmobile, where skiers ski and skaters be in snowshoes, lend a peel like a bogey wheel on a snowmobile. We tip the glass to the northern lass, for she won't let you kneel, she'd rather squeal on a snowmobile. You're off to the town when the word goes round, it's winter carnival time. In goggles, boots, and a snowproof suit, your sweetheart's on your mind. You win the race and you see her face, and you know that she must feel you've got a real good snowmobile. Yeah, you got a real good snowmobile. Now down the street you can hear the feet and the clicking of the dancer's heel when the fiddlers peel off a ragtime reel. You dance and tear with an I don't care, and away back home you'll wheel over hill and field on a snowmobile. Through a golden glow on powdered snow, when the moon comes rolling along on the homeward trail, you can hear the wail of a whole gang singing a song. If tomorrow's clear with fish and gear, we'll head for a lake trout meal with a rod and a reel and a snowmobile. Life can be real with a snowmobile. There ain't no deal like a snowmobile. we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dance with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Take me where hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of the hockey stick and the one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the Canadians win the good old hockey game. Oh, hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Will, Bingo, and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem, is the center of my stalling team. Man, too, just give him the ball, and then you chalk up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha ho, here I go. Watch me, dear, dear, dear. Can't check.
Today on the 4th of July, but it ain't all racing. So come on, pull your hat out of your neck, twist off your hot tops, and settle back for Dishnet Sports Wrap-Up. I'm Dink Shrink Wrap.
And I'm Rink Shrimp Claw. And our over-the-top top story, Stumble Bums Under the Gun for the third and semifinal final day of Super Race Around II. Race Around America.
But first, the big fat scores with my little buddy Pinky Bunchell.
Oh, suck my steroids, Mortimer.
And our big fat old Mickey Pinchell.
Hey, I'm going to light your mustache, pencil head.
You boys get it.
Well, the Savages boom to boom at 6-2 as Bobo Shimo takes his first scalp with his super sharp stick. Ouch!
At the plus pit, the stick can't just take a big, big bumptious bite out of the Cardinals. 76-3, fantastic!
He could get his hand in there.
And he did!
Earlier tonight, Havana of Ohio smoked Miami in sudden death.
Castro is convertible. He's back. Back. Back.
Oh, he's amazing. Amazing.
He's through the wall.
Yes, that's 6 out of 5 in the big 3 with 4 more double downs at the door. So keep your face glued to the glass. We'll be right back.
All right, and welcome to the Olympic-sized swimming pool of hits that we call the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, and tonight we're taking you to an alternate Olympics because they don't know what they're doing over there. That's what they call that, sports. I'll show you what we got. We started up top with Garfunkel and Oates. Sports! Go, sports! Yay, sports! Oh, boy. Yeah, Garfunkel and Oates. John Cleese, along with Bill Oddie mostly, along with John Cleese. Bill Oddie was the guy behind the goodies, remember them? John Cleese needs no introduction. That was Super Spike, featuring the UK athletes. I'm sure they would identify themselves if you wanted them to. Miss Constance was the Duke of Iron. Jimmy Buffett, you call it jogging, I call it running around, okay? Let's not mince words here. Bill Oddie again, the knitting song. for those of you knitting out there. It's competitive. It's highly competitive, you know. Dodgeball is so fun. That was a very interesting, nice, it's a very nice, interesting singer man for you tonight. Ring Around Rosie from Bob and Ray. I think that should be an Olympic sport, but I don't know. Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. That was the tag game Hide and Seek. Very interesting, very nice, interesting singer man once again. Snowmobile Song and the Hockey Song, too, from Stompin' Tom Connors, our Canadian friend. Bob Marley and the Hartford Whalers. That was the Zambonis. Remember the Hartford Whalers? Yeah, they were not long for this world. They became the Carolina Hurricanes, though. So they're doing pretty well, I guess. Curtis Blow after that. Basketball, and the sports wrap-up from the Fireside Theater, bringing us to halftime. So what I want you to do now is kind of loosen up, maybe do some stretching. I've got an exercise record coming up here that I think you should kind of stand up and kind of do as he says, because it's pretty good. I've done it myself. It's pretty good. So you go ahead and do that. I will be busy finding something else to play, okay? So get up. Let's go.
I want you to master correct breathing above everything. When you do, you'll avoid chances of violence or straining or overdoing. You won't tire as quickly at the same time. You'll accomplish better results with less effort. So please try to learn to breathe correctly with each movement. Never hold your breath at any time. No breathing should be done through the mouth. Keep your mouth closed tight and breathe through your nose. Now at the count of one and two, I want you to inhale, fill your lungs. Then at the count of three and four, exhale. Let all the air out of your lungs. Try it with the music now. All right? Ready? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And now I hope you understand what I mean when I say deep breath just before we start each one of our movements. Next movement coming up here. Starting position, flat on your back on the floor with your arms folded across your chest. At the count of one and two, pull yourself up to a sitting position. At the count of three and four, let yourself back to starting position flat on your back. Deep breath, ready. One, two, three, four, up, two, down, four, up, two, down, four, one, two, three. Just a minute. You're lying flat on your back with your hands behind your head. At the count of one and two, raise both feet off the floor, bend your knees over your chest, and roll right up there on your shoulders. At the count of three and four, lower your hips to the floor again and let your legs out at full length. Deep breath. Ready. One, two, three, four. Up, go, and down again. Four. Up you go and down again. Exhale up and inhale down. One, two, three, four. Up you go and down again. One, two, and four. Up you go.
In 1996, on May the 11th day, We packed the beer and the cooler and the trunk for Bemidji bore away. Brave boys, for Bemidji bore away. And when we reached the lake that day, we found an inch of ice. We wished ourselves at a tavern in the town. We thought a fire would be nice. Brave boys, we thought a fire would be nice. And we pushed our boat out from the shore, but the ice pack held it tight. And Ernie reached into his tackle box to get his dynamite. Brave boys, to get his dynamite. He lit the fuse and he threw it in, and we waited for the ice to burst. And we waited a while, then he cried, oh no, that was 4 pounds of bratwurst. Brave boys, that was 4 pounds of bratwurst. Our spirits sank as the boat sat tight, for we could not navigate. Then the waters boiled as 1,000 fish went for that bratwurst bait. Brave boys, went for that bratwurst bait. 1,000 walleyes around our boat, and we grabbed them with our hands. And we filled up our bucket, and we filled up our boots, and we filled our wading pants. Brave boys, we filled our wading pants. A can of beer to celebrate the catch. And he reached in his tackle box to get a cigar, and I saw him light the match. Brave boys, I saw him light the match. The cigar blew Ernie into East Grand Forks and me to West Duluth. And since my life was spared that day, I've resolved to tell the truth. Brave boys, I've resolved to tell the truth.
I like to swim in my water. I like to swim in my water. Water, water, and water. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, oh, swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. I like to kick in my water. Well, I like to kick in my water. Water, water, and water. And swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, swim, swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, oh, swim, swim, swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, swim, swim. And swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. I like to splash in my water, and I like to splash in my water. Like to splash in my water, and swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. And I swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. I like to float in my water, and I like to float in my water. Like to float in my water, and it swim, swim, swimmy, I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. Swim, swim, swimmy, I swim, and I swim. And it swim, swim, swimmy, I swim.
Molly Ballou speaking.
And the game has been on now for about 2 hours. And so far, it's a tie, four games to four.
Mike Cribb's on the album.
That's right. There you are.
Okay, throw him away. Throw these away. You cut.
Grid, huh?
Yeah, you cut.
Okay.
Oh, there's a jack. We get two
one
for that.
Yeah, you'll need it. Let's see. Eight.
15 for two.
And another 7, 22 for two.
25.
31 for two. I got 15, 2. 15,
I get one for
four.
The last card there.
Oh, yeah. 15, 2, 15, 4,
2,
8, or 12.
15, 6.
You don't need to look at mine. You can take my word for it.
19.
The two players of the playoff here.
You have 19 on that one.
Counting each other's hands. The left-hand player just got 19. And that would make
You can't have 19.
Somebody's. Said he can't have 19.
That's my wife, Mr. Below.
What do you have to butt in on it for? Well, it looks as if the fight may start at any moment.
Let's see, I'll count it again. 15-2, 15-4.
He's counting it up again.
15-6, run of 3 is 9. 2 is 11 and 10. 7, 8, 9, 10, 15. No.
You don't know how to count. That's your big trouble.
Well, let's see, 15-2, 15-4, 15-6, a run of 3 is 9.
All you got is 8 there.
Well, let's see. 15.
And I got 12, and that puts me out.
Wait just a minute.
See him? Count them. Go on, count them there.
Well, let's see. You have 15, 2. Oh, I can see 8. I don't see where you get 12 out of that.
See them 4 there?
Now, listen
two
here.
2 pair. That makes 4.
Wait just a minute. I've been playing cribbage here with you for a good many years. You don't have to start
12,
getting huffy with me.
12 put me out.
Have a further report on who the winner was at a later time.
It all began one Saturday with football on TV. Oh, what a lot of trouble it caused in our family. We nearly had a riot when the TV didn't work. The poor old cat, he'd under the mat, and the dog, he went berserk. There should have been a wedding later on that afternoon, but the bride-to-be and her family were waiting for the groom. They couldn't tie the knot because the clot had not turned up. He forgot, you see, was watching TV the day we won the cup. The day we won the cup, oh, we'll go down in history as one of our finest hours and our greatest victory. What a time we all had, we all went mad when everyone stood up singing E-I-A-D-O the day we won the cup. Now, Grandad, will you stop messing about with me horizontal hole? Kenneth Wolstenholme's gone all stripey. Now, where's me fat? Have you got your rattle gun? Good. Right then, settle down, we're all set. We finished up that evening dancing in Trafalgar Square. Grandpa dived into the fountain in his underwear. The statues of the lions gave a grin at what they saw. They all stood up and they shook their manes and gave a Wembley roar. Granny dancing like a nymph sang I had you. And Nelson stepping from his plinth joined in and had a go. There's never been such a crazy scene since London lighted up. Everybody went mad, what a time we all had. The day we won the cup. The day we won the cup, oh, we'll go down in history. That's one of our finest hours and our greatest victory. What a time we all had, we all went mad when everyone stood up singing E-I-A-D-O. The day we won the cup. The day we won the cup, we'll go down in history. That's one of our finest hours and our greatest victory. What a time we all had, we all went mad.
And if you want a linguistic adventure, go drinking with a Scotsman. Because you can't fucking understand them before. You land in Scotland and they're going, Tittle keep any fill, eh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, you think, eh?
Fuck, yeah, you've got to burn the bullets, that's it, right? Yeah, something you think of it. Sure. Oh, fuck, sure, eh? Man, you never thought about backside of a tweak, you're laughing at the full of it, eh?
sure. I'm sure, you dumb fucking bastard. You realize that, eh? And you realize how drunk they get. They could wear a skirt and not care. And how they could invent a sport like golf. Here's my idea for a fucking sport. I knock a ball in a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like pool?
Fuck off, pool! Not with a straight stick, with a little fucked up stick. I whack a ball that goes in a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like croquet?
Fuck croquet! I put the hole hundreds of yards away! Oh, fuck out of here! It's great fun there! Oh, yeah, that's a great thing!
Oh, like a bowling thing.
Fuck no! Not straight, I put shit in the way. Like trees and bushes and high grass, so you can lose your fucking ball and go whacking away with a fucking tire iron. Whacking away, and each time you miss, you feel like you're gonna have a stroke. Fuck, that's what we'll call it. A stroke, because every time you miss, you feel like you're gonna fucking die. Oh, great. Oh, and here's a better part. Oh, fuck, this is brilliant. Right near the end, I'll put a flat piece with a little flag to give you fucking hope. But then I'll put a pool and a sandbox to fuck with your ball again. Ah, you'll be there trashing your ass, jerking away in the sand.
Only do this one time.
Fuck no! 18 fucking times!
The manly sport of golf, where you can dress like a pimp and no one will care. Where you can wear clothes and even a blind gay man would go, oh dear Christ. Those are loud. This is not carnival. What the fuck are you on? Even the alligator's going, asshole. And you get in the, it's such an exciting athletic sport too. Whack the ball, get in the cart. Whack the ball, get in the cart. And the commentary's electrifying. Just this side of curling for really getting me going. Well, we're on the third green now. Could people be quieter? I'd like to hear the grass grow. I want the guy who does Mexican soccer to do golf one time. The ball is running. The ball is going to the...
A stalwart male who lost his well-known nanny. Donald was his name, and golf was the game that made him gray as his granny. He practiced much, but his style was such that his handicap stayed at 30. Oh, the words he'd use when the ball he'd bruise were nothing else than dirty. In the locker room every night, he'd sing of his awful plight. Oh, the dirty little pill went rolling down the hill and rolled right into a bunker. From there to the green I took 13, and then by gosh I sunk her. I get no fun in the air and sun, but down in the traps I labor. I sweat and weep where the sand is deep till I want to murder my neighbor.
Oh, baby, look at that drive. Wee, wee. Now, whoa, 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 you.
Out of bounds.
All right, Caddy, give me another ball.
There was one great day that came his way. His score he was sure to diminish. Never had such form. Then up came a storm he was never able to finish. He had a slice that was far from nice. From him it never parted. Once he hit a shot, believe it or not, that came right back where it started. Do you wonder that he groans and sighs and wails and moans? Oh, the dirty little pill went rolling down the hill and rolled right into the water. And the reason it would seem I lifted my bean when I know that I shouldn't oughter. Then I hear a shot that I liked a lot, but it sailed right into the marshes. And I wished right then, like a lot of other men, that I had worn my galoshes.
Hey, Donald, how many shots did you take over in that rock pile?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 6, I believe.
Oh, you dirty so-and-so. I counted 12 times I heard your club hit something.
Well, the other 6 were echoes. Now, Donald the Dub joined a country club and found a fellow duffer just as bad as he. So with shouts of glee, they started out to suffer. They played 9 holes, and the poor little moles were never scared so badly. For the divots flew, and the cuss words too, and the birds and the bees left gladly. As the end of the day drew nigh, came a song that was sung with a sigh. Oh, the dirty little pill went rolling down the hill and rolled right into the clubhouse. When I got there with sand in my hair, they changed its name to the Dub House. I've wrecked more ground than Columbus found, and the guy that I am after is the crazy Scot who invented this plot that's robbed all the world of laughter. Now Donald the Dub broke club after club as he told the world goodbye. For he suffered every hour when his game went sour, even as you and I.
His brain is cut.
Spring.
and faster all the time. An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space Invaders.
Power comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot got him at last. Space Invader.
It was looking rather hopeful for our Duesburg team that day. We were leading Mudville 4-2 with an inning left to play. We got Cooney on a grounder, Muldoon on the same. Two out, none on, top of the ninth. We thought we won the game. Mudville was despairing, and we grinned and cheered and clapped to think that after all these years our losing string had snapped. And we only wished that Casey, the big, fat, ugly lout, would be the patsy who would make the final shameful out. Oh, how we hated Casey. He was a blot upon the game. Every dog in Duesburg barked at the mention of his name. A bully and a braggart, a cretin and a swine. If Casey came to bat, we'd put it where the moon don't shine. Two out, and up came Flynn to bat with Jimmy Blake on deck. And the former was a loser, and the latter was a wreck. And though the game was in the bag, the Duesburg fans were hurt to think that Casey would not come and get his just dessert. But Flynn, he got a single, a most unlikely sight. And Blake swung like a spastic, but he poked it deep to right. And when the dust had settled and fickle fate had beckoned, there was Flynn hugging third and Jimmy safe at second. And then from every Duesburg throat arose a lusty cry, "Send up the slimy meatball and let him stand and die. Throw the mighty slider, let him hear it whiz, and let him hit a pop-up like the pansy that he is." There was pride in Casey's visage as he strode across the grass. There was scorn in his demeanor as he calmly scratched his back. 10,000 people booed him when he stepped into the box, and they made a very vulgar sound when he bent to fix his socks. And now the fabled slider came spinning toward the mitt, and Casey watched it coming, and he did not go for it. And the umpire jerked his arm like he was hauling in the sun, and the cry rang from the box seats to the bleachers. Strike one! 10,000 Duesburg partisans raised such a mighty cheer, the pigeons in the rafters crapped and ruined all the beer. You filthy, ignorant, rotten, slimy, miserable son of a gun. We yelled at Mighty Casey, and then came the second one. It was our hero's fastball, and it came across the plate. And according to the radar, it was going 98. And according to the umpire, it came in straight and true. And the cry rang from the toilet to the bullpen. Ooh, 10,000 desperate fans arose in joyful, loud derision to question Casey's salary, his manhood, and his vision. Then, while the desperate pitcher put the rosin on the ball, 10,000 people hooted to think of Casey's fall. Oh, the fury in his visage as he spat tobacco juice and heard our little children screaming violent abuse. He knocked the dirt from off his spikes, reached down, and eased his pants. "What's the matter? Did you lose him?" cried a lady in the stands. And then the desperate pitcher stood majestic on the hill and leaned in toward the plate, and then the crowd was still, and he went into his windup, and he kicked and let it go, and then the air was shattered with the force of Casey's blow. He swung so hard his hair fell off, and he fell down in disgrace, and the dustbird catcher held the ball, and the crowd tore up the place with Casey lying in the dirt amid the boos and jeers. We threw wieners down at him and other souvenirs. We pounded on the dugout roof when they helped him to the bench, and we ran out to the parking lot and got a monkey wrench and found the Mudville bus and took the lug nuts off the tires and attached some firecrackers to the alternator wires. We rubbed the doors and windows with a special kind of cheese that smells like something died from an intestinal disease. Old Casey took his sweet time, but we were glad to wait, and we showered him with gravel as he came out through the gate. So happy were the Dustburg fans that great and glorious day. It took a dozen cops to help poor Casey get away. Then we grabbed hold of the bumpers, and we rocked him to and fro, and he cursed us from inside the bus, and gosh, we loved it so. Sometimes in America, the sun is shining bright. Life is joyful sometimes, and all the world seems right. But there is no joy in Dustburg, no joy so pure and sweet as when the mighty Casey fell, demolished at our feet.
Catfish on the mound, strike three, the umpire says. Batter has to go back and sit down. Catfish, $1 million man. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can. Used to work on Mr. Finley's farm, but the old man wouldn't pay. So he packed his glove and took his arm, and one day he just ran away. $1 million. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish. Come up where the Yankees are, dress up in a pinstripe suit, smoke a custom-made cigar, wear an alligator boot. Happy, dollar man. Nobody can throw the ball like Captain Sam.
Once or twice he's fumbled, but he can score a TD on you quick. 25th first round draft pick, a Heisman winner and awfully humble. He waved in Burr goodbye when they picked up Manning. He's changing teams but not his ways. He'll be T-Bowing start winning. Yeah, you gotta go deep when you're the quarterback. I'll get them out of their seats. I don't worry about stats. You can't be soft. Gotta go all out. I'm running with Jesus instead of running his mouth. And if the defense busts through the line, then you start to roll. And he rolls, and he throws, and he throws, and he throws. Talking to him, Tebow.
So excited about my new record deal, and I'm just so excited to be nominated for an ACM Morning Show Personality of the Year. And, you know, it's just so exciting to get to go back out on tour again and be with the fans. And I'm just so excited that I even met Tim Tebow, and I'm just so excited about everything.
Yeah, you gotta go deep when you're the quarterback. Get them out of their seats, and don't worry about stats. Yeah, you can be so. His mouth. And if the defense busts through the line, then he'll start to roll. Then he rolls, then he throws, then he throws, then he throws, then he throws, then he throws. Ooh, talking Tim Tebow. Yeah. Hit it. Gotta go deep when you quarterback. When you scramble like that, you can't get sacked. Just not running his mouth. Yeah, I'm talking Tim Tebow. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Your sports team. Inferior, that simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a might of touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave and your guys, not so much. In fact, we play teams across the nation, and you're the worst one we've come across. Try to assimilate that information, and
think a chest might help you cope with your impending loss. Oh, and if somehow we are still failing to effectively articulate the points at hand, allow us now to summarize them in a manner that your feeble brains can understand. We're great,
we're great,
and you suck.
We're great,
we're great,
and you suck.
We're great,
we're great,
and you suck. You see, there's us,
we're great,
and then there's you,
you suck.
We're really, really great,
we're great.
In contrast, you really suck.
Really suck.
Okay, full disclosure, we're not that great, but nevertheless, you suck. Team will suffer swift defeat. That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give up now?
You suck.
And just for the record, if your team is the Giants or the Jets or the Oakland Athletics, yes, your team does suck, okay? But we have hope. We have hope. Start up top with Anonymous. Somebody Anonymous. There's a million of those out there. That was an exercise record. Couldn't even begin to tell you what it was all about. But we heard from another person unknown, the Bemidji Fishing Opener Song. The Bemidji Fishing Opener Song. Opening the fishing season in Bemidji, Minnesota. I've been to Bemidji, and you know what? They have a statue of Paul Bunyan there. I live in Bangor now, where we have a statue of Paul Bunyan. Ours is better. Simple as that. All right? Just so you know. Woody Guthrie, Swimmy Swim Swim. Let's see. Wally Ballou, checking out the Algonquin Cribbage Championship there. The day we won the cup was Roy Hudd from 1966. Did England ever win the cup? I don't know. Robin Williams, talking about golf and the Scots that invented it, the crazy guys. Frank Crummett, a song written by Grantland Rice, who was a sports writer of great renown, I think. That was Donald the Dub. Remind you of anyone? Cheating golfer? Yeah. Sneakers and Lace, that was Skateboarding USA from a whole album full of skateboarding songs from Sneakers and Lace. Yeah, not recommended, okay. Space Invaders was Uncle Vic. There was a whole slew of those as well. I have to admit that I never, ever, ever once got past the first level of Space Invaders. And that's... it's a thing of unending shame with me, but I cleanse my soul to you, my loyal listeners, okay? Or loyal listener, anyway. Okay, thank you. Casey at the Bat was Garrison Keillor, of course. Bob Dylan, story of Catfish Hunter. Let's see, Timmy Tebow was Cletus T. Judd, and the sports song for all you teams that suck from Weird Al, okay? So ask yourself this, what's America's favorite sport of all? It's gambling, not football. It's gambling, all right? You gamble in football games. That's where the whole thing is, all right? So, I don't know. A couple of gambling songs coming up, and then we'll see you next week with whatever. I can't tell you, but you be good, and may the odds be forever in your favor.
I put a quarter in the slot and rack the balls. Then I reach and get my cue stick off the wall. Then I turn and watch the other fella break. Then it's my turn and that's when I begin to shake. I make the five and get position on the two, then kiss the seven off the nine. Make the six and then the four and bank the one, and things are really looking fine. But shooting pool is gonna drive me out of my mind, 'cause I choke up on the eight ball every time. Then I stand, chalk my cue, and look around. I line my shot, let her fly, and the three goes down. Now I've got to make the eight, and the game is mine. Oh, but I choke on the eight ball every time. I missed it. Then I stand and watch the other fellow work.
And the way he runs the table makes me hurt. And then it's over and the losing stick is mine. Oh, 'cause I choke on the eight ball every time. I missed it. Make the five and get position on the two, then kiss the seven off the nine. Make the six and then the four and bank the one, and things are really looking fine. But shooting pool is gonna drive me out of my mind. Oh, 'cause I choke on the eight ball every time. I missed it. Yeah, shooting pool is gonna drive me out of my cotton picking mind. Oh, 'cause I choke on the eight ball every time. I missed it. Yeah, seems like every time I try to shoot that little old black ball, I just can't make it go in the pocket. I just miss it every time. Seems like I just always choke up on the eight ball. Makes me so mad I want to cry.
And now tonight's epilogue is given by the Reverend Jonathan Thomas.
Good evening. Every Saturday, we choose as the subject of our sermons one of the programs you may have been watching during the evening. The program I watched tonight was the football results. And as the names of the teams were being read out, I couldn't help thinking to myself how little we knew about our fellow men. Do we think of names like Scunthorpe, Gateshead, Hartlepool just as football teams? Or do we think of them as towns, communities, lived in by people just like you and I, with the same hopes, the same needs, the same loves, beset by the same worries and fired by the same desires? Do we not tend to only consider ourselves, to be concerned only with the narrow world immediately around us? Our family, our office, or our factory? Do we ever think of people living far afield, in the places we have never seen, places which to us are just names in the second division? Newcastle, Preston, what kind of a town is Bolton Wanderers? Have you ever been there? I haven't. Are you even sure where it is? I am not. But wherever it is, one thing can we be sure of. It is there. All of this went through my mind, through Divisions 1, 2, 3, 4, the Scottish League Division 1, and as the announcer reached the end of the Scottish League Division 2, the real truth of what we had been saying dawned upon me. Out of a 4x4 block perm, the best I'd done was one line over 22 points. Another £2 up my cassock. And do you know who let me down? Leighton Orient. They got beat. First divvy, I would have got £100,000. I would have turned this lot in. I would have got out of this rotten country with its rotten climate. This dirty, rotten little towns. I could have gone to Africa. I could have been a white bishop. I could have built my own church. Let us pray. Let us pray for the relegation of Leighton Orient, the transfer of all its players, for them to be kicked out of the Football League forever and ever. Amen.
Say, Winoni, I was by your house last night, and guess what happened?
What happened, Mon?
Your grandma was playing the numbers.
Well, you just finding that out?
Well, what do you know?
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Now we know.
We found out.
We found out that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
She couldn't keep it hid.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. Thinks about them every day. Dreams about them every night. Gets up early in the morning. See that her numbers comes out just right.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now numbers. Her soul,
we found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes.
We found out.
We found out.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. She's at the fruit stand every day, buys bananas by the bunch. She looks at all the price tags. That's why she gets her hunch.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
Hey, Grandma, did you get your numbers in yet?
Well, I certainly did, son.
Well, what did you play?
3, 6, 9.
Well, what do you know?
Hold your cons, there may be an error.